Train Wreck Podcast. Our next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to the first episode of Season 2 of Theme Parks and Rec Podcast. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Yes, and we made it to another year. 2020.
It's 2020.
You know, I wrote the date yesterday.
For the first time? Did you write 2019 by accident
first? No, I thought about it really hard. I had to think.
I always did that in school. It was always like, oh, man. It took me like 2 months to remember.
Oh, yeah. You always put 2019.
My goodness. But yes, 2020. 2020. Do you know Barbara Walters in 2020? This is 2020.
Right. Now it's David Muir, right?
No, he's David Muir and the other lady. I forget.
That's
but
all right.
I was watching Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, and they had a montage of just Barbara Walters saying over and over again, "This is 2020. Welcome to 2020.
Oh, yeah. I guess
I
missed
funny.
That.
Sorry. It's
I guess
an old
I missed
reference,
it.
Michaela. It's fine.
No, I said I guess I missed it because I watched that as well, the Rockin' New Year's.
Yeah, I watched it too, except I watched it the next day because I was asleep by 9.
That's right.
Happy New Year. What about you? Anything fun? Did you have a ring in the new year in a fun way?
I really didn't do anything. I
That's
just
the
was
perfect
home
new
and
year.
I was like, yeah, champagne.
Cheers.
Good night.
Good night. Yeah, I always like to have a good night's sleep the first night of the year, and I go work out the next day. And I usually have fresh sheets. I buy new. I always ask for sheets for Christmas. So if I have them, I'll have them. Christen them.
Oh, and they newly arrived to your bed.
Right.
Nice.
Nice lumber. I know I'm so boring. It's fine.
No, it's okay.
I had a couple friends who were at Epcot for New Year's Eve, and it looked awesome.
Holy camoly! I bet that they.
It's crazy though.
regretted it.
There were so many people. But they had a blast. It was like they had a blast? Yeah, they had a blast.
But they are annual pass holders too, so they're not trying to get on the rides.
No. So they were just walking around each country, and when it's midnight, they celebrate, I guess, at each country.
Like no
when
way.
It's midnight in England, they like had a little dance party or something.
I'll have to go sometime.
I know.
Maybe. Maybe.
Too many
this
people.
This is a maybe. I have to get there at like 8 a.m. to be there at midnight.
Yeah, it's a long day.
Dang.
They said they had fun, though. So
good.
Anyway, all right. So before we talk about my rainy trip to Walt Disney World right before the holiday, let's talk about all this news that has come out since we last chatted.
Not
a lot of stuff.
Not too much. Some
it
of the stuff
like a
is
lot.
Like we're re-dipping
it.
We do have a full paper, but some of it I'm re-dipping in there just to remind people
it's
what's
called
coming.
Recycling. Reminding people.
Yeah, we're just, because you never know, because you were all clouded into the whole holiday and your brain was not fully functional because mine wasn't.
No, mine is still not. I feel like I stubbed my brain.
Yes, that's exactly how it sounded like, that ringing over and over.
Yeah, seriously. Walt Disney World.
Yes, so Walt Disney World today, you know, after all the New Year's craziness and the Christmas craziness, they came out with a new Discover Disney ticket.
Okay.
Florida resident ticket only. One park per day, no blockout dates.
Wow.
You could purchase now until June 30th, and you could use from now until June 30th. The four-day ticket is $195. I think that's a really good deal because if you break it down, that's $49 a day plus tax. And then there's a three-day ticket as well. It's $175, breaking it down to $59 per day. Per person, also.
And do you have to use it consecutive days, or can you come like one day and then come back another day and
you
there are no blockout dates?
You can use it one day per month.
Wow. That's really nice.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to pay for parking. That's another added on and food and all that. But Disney can get really pricey. And this deal, especially if you've been thinking about the annual pass, but maybe it's too expensive for you and you don't go that often.
Right.
This is a really nice little segue or nice little... Different.
Dip your toe in to see how much you will actually go, and you know if you have family coming
or the exception.
Right. What's the exception?
Not exception. I'm so sorry. I have a brain fart right now. But instead of doing the annual pass, do this instead.
Right. And if you have family coming in during spring break,
right?
This is a good way that you can actually join them at the park. because there are no blockout dates, which, you know, sometimes those happen around the spring, right. spring break time. But this is great if you have family coming in town and they're going to the parks and you want to join them. This is a really good deal.
And, and since it's one park per day, they do have the option of upgrading it to a park hopper. Okay. I just don't know the prices on that.
Okay. Disney Springs. Oh, boy. We're in trouble.
The Orlando M&M store is coming to Disney Springs.
Oh, my gosh.
This year, too. I just can't. Just too many things are. How much land does Disney have?
Can
we discuss that?
I was watching the Imagineering story last night when I couldn't fall asleep.
Oh, really? It's awesome.
Good.
It's awesome.
So good.
Very motivational.
Disney Plus. Epcot, new fireworks. Harmonious.
Yeah, Harmonious.
With the Us capitalized.
Yeah.
It's not This Is Us. That's a TV show. This is Harmonious.
And they finally said it's opening this spring.
Okay,
so
cool.
It's coming in spring. They don't have a date set, but that means Epcot Forever is leaving. So if you wanted to see Epcot Forever.
I really enjoy Epcot Forever. I saw
it
in the rain again. And
I
stood in the rain. And the jet skiers are so cool.
Right? Because we were like, what are they,
drones? I thought they were drones. But they were so cool. I don't know.
It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. But we know Harmonious is going to be... that
this
much
is
better.
Good.
I know.
If Epcot Forever is
this
good,
is
this
the villain, and it's amazing. So this is going to be their new permanent installment for the time being, for the near future. And then Hollywood Studios, Rise of Skywalker scenes added to Star Tours now?
Yes, they added it recently over the holiday break. And then they're adding scenes also to the fireworks show, Star Wars A Galactic Spectacular.
Oh, cool.
They previewed it on... the 31st of December.
Okay.
But it's officially going to be the new scenes on January 6th.
Wow. Very Star Wars-y.
But it's not spoilers. So
okay.
Don't worry if you haven't seen the movie and you're like, I don't want to get spoiled, so I don't want to watch the fireworks. They're not going to spoil anything. You're just going to see like little bits
okay,
of the movie.
Because I haven't seen that movie yet. I'm almost done with Mandalorian.
Almost done?
I have two more episodes.
Two more episodes.
And I'm loving
it. That's
Baby
great.
Baby Yoda. Okay. Universal Orlando.
So, Nintendo World has been a big thing.
Right.
Nintendo and Universal have assigned a collaboration in 2015, so we've just been waiting on...
There's a lot of speculation and rumors and hopes and thoughts and, yeah.
So, we know for sure that Universal Studios Park in Osaka, Japan is getting Nintendo World. And it's opening up this year.
Okay.
So now we're in Orlando. We're speculating, where is it going to open here? They've talked about it.
Right.
Is it going to come to Universal Studios Park or the new
park they're building, Epic Universe?
Yeah, so we don't know. But we can look forward to things that are going to Osaka and if it's going to come here.
Okay.
For instance, Mario Kart and Yoshi game. It's based on those...
Yeah.
Those things, and they're going to have a real-life version of Mario Kart in Osaka, and I'm hoping they bring it here,
oh
and a Yoshi ride. They're going to have Princess Peach's Pink Castle,
oh, man.
The massive fortress of Bowser.
I love Bowser.
Piranha plants popping out
yes!
of tubes. I just hope they're not scaring me.
No. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding.
So a lot more.
I hope they have the soundtrack going.
Oh, of course. Of course. The people working there.
Bling, bling, bling. Whatever it is when they grow. Sorry.
No, I'm super excited and I want to know. Universal, let us know.
I know.
Where is it going to come?
We
know
it's coming. Are we going to get it? Well, I mean, are we going to get it? Where is it going to go if we get it?
For the Epic Universe.
Rollout?
Images that they released
right.
when they announced. They had Nintendo stuff in the image.
Okay.
But. All that could change.
Yeah.
So we don't really know, but we're hoping for it to come to Orlando. Please, I don't want to go all the way to Japan to see
this. I know. We have to start saving now. Legoland Florida. New pirate hotel opening April 17th. We talked about this on an
yes.
earlier episode, but now we have a little more information. Like free family-style breakfast each day of your stay, resort-style pool, party with pirates after dark with indoor play areas, pirate-themed shows and entertainment, in-room treasure hunts where guests can discover treasure daily in their room and immersive rooms, and the new shipwreck restaurant and smuggler's bar. Man, there's a lot of smugglers in Orlando these days.
Oh,
smugglers
yeah.
Run, smugglers bar.
Smuggler, smuggler.
Yeah, so opening April 17th at Legoland, Florida.
And you could book your hotel stay now, so if you're
okay.
thinking you want to go, maybe over the
spring
summer.
Spring break, summer.
Or spring break.
Yep, there you go. SeaWorld, Orlando, and Busch Gardens, Tampa. What's going on there?
So just like last year, the preschool pass is back.
Okay.
So children, five and younger, get to go to those parks for free. But not only SeaWorld, Orlando, and Busch Gardens, it's Aquatica and Adventure Island are also included in that. So if you want to save a couple
ton of money.
Instead of buying a ticket for the young ones, because usually it's 3 and under.
Right.
It's free, but now it's 5 and under. But you have to sign up for it online, and it's Florida residents only. So parents can register by February 3rd on their website, SeaWorld Orlando or Busch Gardens Tampa, and you need to visit the park by March 31st to redeem the deal.
Okay.
And the parents just need to verify the child's age with a birth certificate or a passport just to make sure that your kid is actually 5 and under.
Yep. Well, that's a great deal. So that means that you only, if you're, if you've got a kid 5 or younger and you want to take them, you know, days off of school, early release days, weekends, you only need a pass for you.
Yes.
So it saves a ton of money. I know my best friend and her husband, every year they'll invest in some kind of extracurricular pass. One year they did the Glazer's Children's Museum. One year they did the aquarium. This year they've done Busch Gardens, and they love it. They go all the time. I remember when I was a kid, we would go all the time.
I mean, it's right in our backyard. Why not?
It is.
And you could take a day trip to Orlando.
Yeah.
In the summer. Think about that.
Yeah. Aquatica and
SeaWorld.
Aquatica
is so much fun.
And there are a bunch of rides opening in those parks. Not necessarily for five-year-olds, but, you know, a bunch of rides opening in those parks.
You can go.
You can go. Have the kid hold your purse. It's fine. SeaWorld Orlando, new killer whale show. Replacement?
So it's replacing One Ocean.
Okay.
Which closed, I didn't know about this until just today. It closed December 31st.
Oh.
And then the Orca Encounter is the new killer whale show name, and it opened January 1st. So it was like immediate little switch there.
Okay.
And we have a quote here from the chief zoological, did I say that right? Officer for SeaWorld.
Chris Dold said, quote, guests will learn about killer whales' role in the ocean's ecosystem, behaviors and animal exhibits in the wild, the importance of conservation in their habitat and animal welfare practices at SeaWorld. The educational presentation reflects our company's mission to inspire people and protect the animals and wild wonders of our world through education, research, animal rescue, and conservation, end quote. So you want to go check that out? That's open now at SeaWorld Orlando. And then this is just for Busch Gardens Tampa?
Just for Busch Gardens Tampa.
Okay. So we kind of jumped around here a little bit, but...
Yeah, because we did both, and then now we're going to go to each.
Right. Just Busch Gardens Tampa. It's a 2020 BOGO offer. So you buy a Busch Gardens fun card for $109. Is that with or with tax? Without tax? I don't know.
On their website, that's what they put.
Okay. Get an Adventure Island fun card free. Includes admission through December 31st with blockout dates. So if you want to find out more information on the 2020 BOGO offer, check out Busch Gardens' website, Busch Gardens Tampa's website. Also, Florida State Fair tickets. I saw something online that they went on sale today.
Oh, they did?
I think at Publix they have them for sale. So Florida State Fair coming. That's always a good time. Cracker Country is my favorite place.
Oh, yeah?
It's so fun.
It's right next to the amphitheater.
Yes, on I-4 across from the gigantic Hard Rock Hotel now.
Yes.
Which I stopped by there on our holiday break.
You did go to the pool?
No. No, I watched my friends gamble and lose money.
Oh, okay. Yep. I don't want to lose money myself.
I don't either, so I watch other people do it. That place was popping on a Saturday night between Christmas and New Year's.
They're hoping to get a little more cash for the new year.
I guess. And I also saw a sign that Michael Bolton is playing there in January.
Oh, wow.
Yes, the hair. The myth, the legend. But yeah, Hard Rock Hotel, they've had a huge expansion. If you haven't been over there, definitely go check that out. They have a bunch of new restaurants. The Rez restaurant is so delicious. I walked by the Sugar Factory, and I almost went, but nobody else wanted to go. So I need to go and check that out.
No gambling for me, but yes.
No,
so
I'll
the
eat.
Sugar Factory.
I'll eat all day, but no gambling. No.
A lot going on over there, and
a lot.
That,
going
it's
on.
Growing a lot in that part of Tampa.
Yeah, they have new. Yeah, it's crazy. It's just it's enormous now. Like I'm like, where did I park again? They've done a really nice job with that expansion. So
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Shall we get into my rainy trip at Walt Disney World?
Like how I added that there?
Yes, it was rainy. So it was the weekend before Christmas. So the 20th, 21st, 22nd. And my friends and I were staying on property. I think we stayed at the Swan. So it was on property, but not. That makes any sense? It's not an official Disney hotel, but it's on property.
And they have transportation though, right?
Yes, but we walked everywhere.
You walked? Yes, because it's right there.
Right there. So, we got there, checked in, checked out Epcot. Then
walking distance,
walking distance.
It's right on the boardwalk, next to the boardwalk.
Yep. So we went and ate at ESPN. I think that's what it's still called.
Yes.
On the boardwalk. And great food there. And we watched some
it's
of
like
the
pub food, no?
Yeah. Watched some of the Bucks game. And then we decided, you know what? Let's go try the gondolas.
Yes.
So we got on the gondolas. And there was no issues. We did locate, however, the emergency pack.
Yes.
Just in case.
You never know.
But we were like, yeah, let's get on it. So it was actually kind of a windy day, and they weren't really rocking and rolling. They were really sturdy. We were in our own gondola on the way over, and we literally just rode over to I think it's Coronado Springs, wherever it stops, and it's a transfer station.
Caribbean Beach.
Sorry. So we rode it to the Riviera Resort stop, and we just stayed on it. They're like, if you're getting off here, get off. If not, just stay put. We stayed put. We rode it over to Caribbean Beach, which is where you have to get off and either and transfer or go to Caribbean Beach. So we decided we were just going to go right back. So we literally just rode the gondola. It took us probably 25 minutes from start to finish. And it was beautiful. Like, you could see all of Disney, basically, or all of the, Hollywood Studios and, like, kind of Epcot in the background and the resorts. And the Riviera Resort looks amazing from the outside.
Yes.
Like, I didn't actually go inside, but it looked gorgeous. And, yeah, it was super fun. And on the way back, though, we had some people in our gondola, but not a big deal. The way over, it was fine. We weren't hot or anything, but on the way back, it was a little stuffy. I don't know if it's because of the way the wind was moving or what, but when we made a turn, right by, the back gate to Hollywood Studios, the airflow was fine. So I think maybe it was just the way the air was moving, but they were fun. I had fun.
Like, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful
view. It's
a
little to no wait.
No,
it's just the walking.
Literally, we walked right up to the gondola at Epcot. And then when we got off and we're at the transfer station, we were in a line, but we were constantly moving because the gondolas are constantly moving.
It's not like the monorail or buses where you have to wait for them.
No, they're constantly moving. So you might have to wait in a line, but you're not just standing there waiting. You're walking, you're moving. So it cut down on what it felt like, the wait. So that was super fun. And then we got off and then we went back to the hotel because we were going to the Candlelight Processional that night. So my friends got the Candlelight Processional dinner package. And so we had reservations at Via Napoli for dinner, which is so delicious.
That's the pizza?
Pizza place in Italy.
Awesome.
So good. And you got like one choice of an appetizer, one choice of an entree, a choice or a dessert. I don't know if you got a choice or not. Yes, you got a choice. Choice of dessert and like a Coke or soda or tea. Iced tea or something.
Okay. So non-alcoholic.
Non-alcoholic. And then once you were finished with that, we had a 8 o'clock ticket to get into the Candlelight Processional. So I've never seen it before. It was so beautiful. Gina Davis was the guest narrator from League of Their Own. That's where I know her from. I guess she was on Grey's Anatomy too, but I know her from League of Her Own. And
I'm pretty sure she was a replacement for someone.
Really?
I believe so.
I never watched Grey's Anatomy. I kind of missed the whole trend. But
is she the one from Beetlejuice? No. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
She's from Beetlejuice.
Oh, my gosh. It's one of my favorite movies. Yes, she is.
She's from Beetlejuice.
Sorry. and Beetlejuice.
With Alec Baldwin.
With Alec Baldwin, yeah. So yeah, it was just, it was weird because of the one less week between Thanksgiving and Christmas. It kind of took me a little while to like feel like it was the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
But the decorations were all there.
The decorations were there,
like,
but my brain wasn't clicking.
Yeah.
And then we sit down for this candlelight processional and the music and the pomp and circumstance. Pomp. Whatever. I stubbed my brain too. But it was just, it was a lot of Christmas carols. It was a Christian kind of presentation of the holidays. And it was just very, very beautiful. So I was really happy I saw it. And it kind of put me in the Christmas spirit a little bit. Very hot ticket. There is a standby line. I don't know how many people got through the standby line. But there were a lot of people who did the packages. And I think the packages, you can choose which restaurant you want to go to as well. I think a bunch of the restaurants have it. We just chose Via Napoli.
I mean, the prices just differ.
Price differs based on the restaurant. But
and the type of food.
Right. So, yeah, if it's something that you want to see, then do the package. Because then you get dinner, and then you don't have to worry about, like, getting in the standby line to try to get in to see it.
Because you're guaranteed a spot.
As far as I know, yes.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
You absolutely are. Because but the thing is, it's cutoff time.
Right.
So if you
can't
just
be late.
You can't be super late. They tell you what time you need to be there at that time or even earlier because it's limited seats.
They started moving us in about 15 minutes before the showtime, and it was right after the last show got out because I think they had three shows that night.
Yeah.
So
you definitely get a seat. You just need to get there on the time they tell you.
Right.
They tell you. Because
then
they start laying the general in, and
then
you're
you
just out of luck.
Yeah, there's a certain time frame where you can go get that guaranteed seat. So if it's something that your family likes to do every year, you're tired of standing in the standby line, maybe think about these packages.
It's also offered for the Festival of the Arts, which is coming up now, soon, very, very soon in the next month. And then it also is offered for the Food and Wine Festival for E to the Beat, if you like Boys to Men, which is like one of the biggest artists that come, if they come this year. Yeah, the dining option is like probably one of the best options you're going to get a good, try to get a good seat, but guaranteed to get in there.
Yeah, so definitely look into those. It was raining that whole day, or after 4 o'clock, or actually, no, it was probably after 6. It started drizzling. But we stayed and watched Epcot Forever, because the park was pretty empty because it was raining. So got to watch that. And then we just walked back to the hotel and I took a warm shower to, warm up. Because it was a little chilly. But they have a bunch of characters now by that international gate in the back of Epcot. They have Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, I want to say maybe Pluto, now back there meeting and greeting, which I don't remember seeing.
Yeah, because they took away
the front.
A lot of the front meet and greets.
Yeah, so like Mickey was right there. I walked right through the gate and I'm like, yo, Mickey, what's up?
Greeting you as you walk in.
Yep. And then the next day, what was the next? Oh, the next day. So the next day, my friends and I went to tea at the Grand Floridian, which I had never done before.
And you enjoyed it?
It was so fun. You don't necessarily have to love tea to do it.
Like, okay, I'm not a tea lover.
Look, I'll drink tea when I'm not feeling well or when I'm cold, but it's not the first thing I go for. But this was cool because depending on how much food you wanted, you can get this one, which was just like the tea sandwiches and maybe the desserts. Or I got the Cheshire tea, which was the fruit and cheese plate, the tea sandwiches, the dessert, and a pot of tea. And then you can add a glass of champagne onto it, too. But that's what I got. And I was full. Like by the end of it.
Oh, they give you a lot too?
Oh, I mean, I was good. Like I was happy.
What was your favorite?
Oh man. There was a couple of the tea sandwiches were really good.
Were they?
I enjoyed them. I don't remember which one. There was a curry chicken one, which I really enjoyed. I love chicken salad sandwiches. So it was like a chicken salad curry, like on pumpernickel or something. It was so good.
And what was the dessert option?
Oh, goodness. They had a couple different options. Like, you could get just pastries with maybe some strawberries, or you could get, like, they had, like, a trifle that came with a couple other things. Oh, scones came. You also got scones.
Dang.
It was a lot of food.
So it's a lot of little things, but it filled you up.
Right. And the Cheshire one, I think it was about $50. So, I mean, it's a nice sit-down lunch somewhere after you get appetizers and drinks and an entree. But it was super fun, and I found out I liked a new kind of tea. It was, I forget which one it was, but it was delicious. I was thinking maybe it was a pumpkin tea. It was delicious. Yeah. And then after that, we went to Magic Kingdom, and it was still raining, drizzling a little bit. And we were like, you know, we're gonna do the Very Merry Christmas party because you can get in as early as 4 o'clock. So we went over, we had some fast passes. We rode the mine train in the rain, which was fun, an experience. There's one photo, I'll have to show it to you on our app, where I'm in the car and it's raining and I have the hood to my raincoat over my glasses. But then we rode Dumbo in the rain, the Barnstormer in the rain, and finally we all kind of just looked at each other. And we're like, we can't do this. We tried. Aww. So, but we got to see the decorations when we walked in. And it just kind of stunk that it rained.
Yeah, but it's very weird that it rained to me.
In December? Weird. Like, I thought it didn't rain. But it was like apparently like the wettest December we've had or something like that. I was like, yay. But we still had a great time. The next day we got up. My friend got a fast pass at 8:30 in the morning to go ride Slinky Dog. So we were right there. So we threw some clothes on. We ran over to the park. As we ran over, I checked in for Rise of the Resistance just to see how that whole thing worked. Mm-hmm. I was like group 186. We didn't stick around to see if I got a text message, but I never got a text message. And we walked into the park at 9:15 in the morning.
So you never got a message saying that your
nope.
boarding group was ready?
And on the app when we signed up, and it was like group 186, and it was like, you may or may not get a text message. It all depends on if there's room, like if we get to your number.
Dang.
And so we were probably in the park for about an hour and a half, hour and 15 minutes, and by the time we walked out of the park, they had sandwich signs up saying that all the groups were gone.
And what group was it on when you left to board?
20s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But that was also the Monday of Christmas week.
Right.
So it's a very busy time. But yeah, so I still haven't ridden it yet. Hopefully, I'm going to try again this weekend.
I'm sure you will get in this weekend.
I'm going to try a little harder this weekend, but we'll see.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. I have faith that you'll get into it.
Well, thanks.
And I'll give all the luck your way.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. It is a really worth it ride.
So then after that, we walked over to Boardwalk again, and we were hungry because we didn't eat breakfast. And we went to the Trattoria over there. There's a restaurant on the Boardwalk where they have a character dining.
Yeah. Trattoria al Forno.
Yes. Trattoria al Forno. So we went over there and had breakfast.
Did you do it with the characters?
We did not. And there's a very secret thing. So if you walk up to the hostess and say...
Like you're whispering here.
Well, because I'm afraid my friends will kill me for saying this secret.
Yeah, but this is for people who listen and they
But
they
then I may not
it.
Be able to get in a table when I want one.
That's okay. I've released a lot of secrets that I've kept under my plate.
Okay. You didn't hear it from me. But if you walk up to the... And this is what my friend did. I didn't know about it. And you say, I'd like to have, you know, what is the wait for X amount of party? We are not interested in the character breakfast. There is a small room.
Okay.
Off of the main dining room where they will serve you breakfast with a regular breakfast menu.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. And we walked in and there were like 4 tables out of the 10, maybe.
Okay.
That were there. So we had breakfast. I had this delicious omelet. My friends had an amazing pancake. Like, the pancakes were ridiculously good. And we walked over and...
It's not the same menu as the...
I never saw the character breakfast menu, so I don't know.
So...
It's a la carte, just like any other restaurant.
Yeah, I was, like, wondering about the pancakes, because they do serve pancakes in the Trattoria Forno breakfast.
Okay.
And they're, like, thick pancakes.
Yeah, these are super thick pancakes.
Yeah, so it's probably the same pancakes. Did it have the sun on it that's entangled?
No.
Okay, so it's probably the same pancakes, just not designed the way that they have it.
Probably.
In the character dining. It's the same pancakes, dang.
Yeah.
It was the same pancakes.
They were amazing, and, like, they're seasonal. They have a seasonal compote, and it was, like, apple and caramel and stuff. and so my friends were super happy because apparently they've had it before. I was like, oh, great. Yay. Have your pancakes. but yeah, it was a really great breakfast. So yeah, and then we packed up and I went home, or I went to my dad's in the Villages and ended up getting sick.
Oh, dang. But at least you, because probably the rain caused your immune system to go down.
I know, but it was super fun.
I hope it was worth it.
It was. It was a nice way to like end the work year and start the holiday hustle and bustle. Like mm-hmm. It was a nice little break to be out with my friends, having a good time.
Right.
Kind of thing. So, you know, it was
good.
That
sounds fun, though. I mean, I know it rained, but at least you got to see some stuff. Some new stuff.
Yeah. So, theme park tip of the week. What you got?
So, just today, Disney World has dropped their free dining.
Oh.
So, I say this is more for people who never, ever, ever go to Disney and they just want to try out Disney maybe mm-hmm. once out of the never that they go.
Mm-hmm.
Or for people out of town.
Okay.
Because with the free dining, yes, you get the free dining plan that Disney has, but it's only offered with certain resorts.
Okay.
You have to have it as a package, so you have to have the hotel and the tickets
okay.
along with it, and no other discounts apply.
Oh.
Okay. So a lot of Florida residents are like, nah, this is not my
not
cup
for the
of
regulars.
Tea, because I could just get a Florida resident ticket rate and...
buy
also,
a hot dog for $10
exactly,
Casey's.
Yeah. So, but if you want to do the whole big old shebang,
right.
or if you're from out of town, or if you have family coming in from out of town, right now is the best time to book.
Okay.
You could book from now to January 16th, and it's only certain dates apply for it. So, it's arrivals on most dates from June 27th to the 28th, July 5th to the 7th, August 29th to September 8th, and it's all... laid out on the Disney Parks website.
Yeah, go there. That's the Bible.
All of it, it's there. If you're wondering, does my room apply? Can I switch? I'm coming this summer, but I didn't know that this offer was allowed. You can call up and switch.
Oh.
So just call and ask and be with your nice voice or your nice attitude about
yes,
it because it does.
Inquiring about this thing.
It does fill up, and I'm sure that it's a long hold right now.
Yeah.
For those cast members who are on the phone
yeah.
talking to these wonderful guests. But if you're interested in the free dining packages, look it up. It's pretty amazing. People go crazy for it.
Really?
Yes.
I've never heard of it before. I learned something new today.
That's and I do love the dining plan, so
okay.
It's a lot of fun.
It's Michaela endorsed.
It is.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you again next week with a new edition of Theme Parks and Rec. If you have any questions or anything that you want us to cover or investigate, email us at themeparksandrec@gmail.com. Otherwise, we'll catch you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.